Hi everyone, welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Thank you for joining me for another episode here. Today we're going to be connecting with Mary Magdalene. As you are well aware, she is often honored in mystical Christianity as this figure of devotion, inner wisdom, sacred love, healing courage, and even spiritual transformation. And many people approach her as a guide for compassion, grief healing, intuition, forgiveness, and reclaiming the sacred feminine. So we are going to be connecting with her today. And while Mary Magdalene is not a goddess in a traditional sense, we still are going to be connecting with her in a similar format. So this means offerings are not necessarily required, but I do think symbolic devotional offerings or contemplative offerings might actually be helpful here. So consider a rose, a red or white rose, maybe olive oil, or anointing oils with frankincense or myrrh, a bowl of water, maybe it's spring water, bread, honey, dates, candles that are white gold or deep red, and then potentially a prayer, which I've crafted here for us today. So all of this to say, find a quiet place to sit. You can turn off or dim the lights and light your candles, present your offerings, if you will, at an altar or a dedicated space for Mary Magdalene. Make sure you're not going to be interrupted for at least 15 to 20 minutes. And when you're ready, I want you to go ahead and close your eyes. And let's take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale deeply through the mouth. And just relax your body and notice if you're carrying any tension in your jaws and your neck and your shoulders. And let's take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale deeply through the mouth and just relax your body. The more relaxed you physically can become, physically, but also in your mind, the stronger connection you will have. I want you to bring your attention just to your mind's eye or your imagination. And I want you to imagine that your legs, your feet, are turning into very thick tree roots, and just imagine them going through the floorboards in your house or wherever you are. Watch these roots as they push past those floorboards down past the foundation of your house. They're very strong roots going deeper down into the soil of the earth, piercing that soil, slowly expanding your roots or going down and deeper, 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 and the deeper they go, the more clay-like the soil will become. Our goal today is to become grounded into the earth, to have that strong grounding foundation. So your roots are going to go deeper, push past that soil that's starting to clump up like clay, and slowly they're going to reach for the center of the earth and stop moving. And as you will see and you will feel, they are anchored and you can no longer move them anywhere. Now bring your attention just to your body. I want you to create some form of protective shield around your body. It doesn't matter what form you choose, as long as it's reinforced from the inside out. Now I want you to just imagine, and it's okay if we imagine, don't overthink this, otherwise it's not going to be a pleasant experience. I want you to imagine that you're standing at the bottom of a very windy staircase. That windy staircase is going to lead you to a very old wooden door, maybe a set of double doors, and there's 25 steps up. So this winding staircase can look however you want it to look. If you're having trouble seeing it, I want you to imagine it. And again, don't overthink. Place your hand on the rail of the stairs. I'm going to count you up those 25 steps to the door. You're not going to open the door until I tell you. So everyone, let's get going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. You're here at the door, and I want you to place your hands on the door and just run your hands across the door. What does that wood feel like? How old is that wood? And I want you to place your hand on the handle. And again, take a look at the handle. Is it a knob? Is it a long handle? Is it gold? Is it silver? What is, or is it brass? What does it look like? And now I want you to repeat after me. Beloved Mary Magdalene, faithful witness and keeper of sacred wisdom, walk beside me in times of sorrow and becoming. Help me open my heart without fear, and teach me to recognize the divine within myself and others. Guide me toward truth, compassion, courage, and healing. May I walk my path with love, devotion, and grace. On the count of three, you're going to open the door and you're going to walk through that door. One, two, three. Go ahead and press the handle down and you're going to walk through. And as you start walking through, you're going to be walking at twilight along an ancient path of stone and earth. And the sky above is going to be this deep blue that starts to fade into gold. And as you're walking, you may feel warm wind brush up against your skin that carries the scent of roses. And just know that ahead of you, there's going to be a hillside with a small cave entrance that's glowing softly with candlelight. And just approach it slowly. There's no rush here. As you approach that cave, it does feel safe, it's sacred, it's very quiet. And as you step inside, you're going to notice these very smooth stone walls illuminated by dozens of candles. You might even see bowls of water reflecting this golden light across the cave ceiling. And in the center of this cave sits Mary Magdalene. She's calm and radiant. She might be dressed in white, red, or maybe an earth-colored robe. And you'll notice that her presence feels very gentle, yet it's deeply powerful. And the way she looks at you as you approach, you see that she looks at you with this complete understanding, with no judgment, no shame, only compassion and truth. So I want you to sit across from her. And just notice the warmth of the cave, the flickering candles and the stillness. At this time, she is going to invite you to speak. I will guide you through the questions that are helpful for your life that you can ask for Mary. So the first question you will ask her is, how can I open my heart while still protecting my spirit? Next, you'll ask her, what grief or sorrow am I ready to heal? Next, you'll ask, how do I deepen my connection to divine love? Next, you'll ask, what truth about myself have I forgotten? Next, how can I live with greater compassion and courage? And lastly, what gift or wisdom is waiting to awaken within me? And now you'll just ask her if she has a general message for yourself. Alright, everybody, as she smiles gently towards you, I just want you to tell her thank you for being present, knowing that you can come back to this cave with her anytime you want to visit with her. So I want you to go ahead and slowly rise and walk back toward this cave entrance. And outside, dawn is beginning, so as you start walking that path, just feel the earth beneath your feet. Feel your breath and feel your body as you just continue that walk towards the door. Slowly approaching the door, let's go ahead and open the door and close it behind you. And before we head back down these 25 steps, I want you to know there's an additional message just for yourself, for your spirit. It may be a number, it may be a word, it may be a symbol, but I want you to know that it's going to be carved in the door behind you. So I want you to turn around and you can place your hands on the door to feel it, or you might just see it in your mind's eye. A number might flash, a word might flash, a sentence might appear carved in the door, a word, a symbol might appear. And I want you to keep that message at the top of your mind. Don't forget it. As we begin our descent, I'm going to count you down, so let's get going. 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody, let's just take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. When you're ready, open your eyes and document the message that you received in the door, but also do not forget to document the messages received from Mary Magdalene herself in response to the questions that we posed. You can revisit this meditation as often as you would like to connect with Mary Magdalene of your own free will whenever you feel you would like to do so. Everyone, I really hope that this meditation did connect you with Mary Magdalene today. Do not be surprised if you start to have dreams or interesting experiences. Regardless, thank you for listening to today's episode. As always, I hope you found it helpful, and please have a great week ahead.